Thank you for joining us today at A View Beyond the Ordinary. I'm your host, Jolene Lenz. I interview some courageous souls who share their extraordinary story with the goal of helping us pursue our bliss. Let's get started and tune in. I want to thank everybody so much for tuning in today to A View Beyond the Ordinary. And I have a guest, a special guest, actually, somebody I've been pretty excited to hear about her story. Michelle Wax is joining us. And Michelle, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, I'm tickled you're here, Michelle. It was my husband who originally found you a number of years ago when you were working on your documentary. But first, just so the rest of you all know a little bit more about Michelle, I'm going to read a bit about you. So you are a five-time entrepreneur whose intention in life is to help humans become creators of their realities. 2019, you traveled to 50 states and interviewed 500 plus people on how they create happy and fulfilling lives. You produced the American Happiness documentary project. You have worked with over 18,000 plus people, wow, across the globe privately and at companies like Robert Half, AT&T, going to probably mispronounce this, Akamaya, and more, as also spoke, I should say, on a TEDx stage. You are the founder of City Retreat in Boston, and you help women become creators of their realities through events, retreats, astrology parties, and private mentorship. I will have more about Michelle's information and contact information too in the notes, but Michelle, that is quite a journey. And I watched Michelle's documentary recently, and if you all are looking to get happier and have more fulfilling lives, I would highly encourage you to watch it. But what led you to pursue that? I guess most, you know, first and foremost, what led you to pursue the documentary?
Yes. So I know I was saying before we hit record that sometimes I forgot that I even did that years ago because I've just done so many things throughout my career. But I had reached a point where I have been an entrepreneur now for, you know, close to actually over just about over a decade now in different industries. And my first business was in the food and beverage industry. And that's what was really my childhood dream. And I thought that's what I wanted to create in my life. And so I started that when I was 24 with $300, was able to build it up, had a team, it was profitable, all that good stuff, kind of all the external layers of success we often look for, was my reality. But I felt internally very stuck, very kind of antsy in what I was doing. And I had gone after what I truly thought I wanted and worked really hard. But when I got there to that reality, I was like, why do I still not really feel happy? Why do I not really feel fulfilled in this? And for a while, I thought something was wrong. I'm like, oh, there's something wrong with you, right? Like, this is what you wanted. But that was really my introduction to mindset and your internal world and how much that affects your day-to-day life, no matter what you're doing. So I wanted to really, my approach to life has always been like, let's go to the source. Let's kind of take the boots on the ground, startup entrepreneur approach. And so I had the idea in summer of 2018, you know, what if I went to every single state in the US and interviewed hundreds of people on how they took situations that weren't ideal or were stressful or were the lives that they didn't really truly want, and how did they transform that into a really fulfilling life and a really happy life where they're waking up, right? They're excited for the day ahead, they're energized, and they're proud of whatever it is that they're creating. And so that was really the catalyst. At the time, I had zero film experience. Most people assume I went to film school. I did not. I bought a camera. I did some research on Google. I bought a microphone. I jumped in my Jeep Wrangler. And in February of 2019, I left to drive from Boston, which is where I live. Went down south first because it was cold in Boston. I was like, I got to get out of the cold here. And it was February of 2019. And then I zigzagged around the country, went to all 50 states, and then returned back here.
Oh my gosh. And what a risk that you took, and not having ever filmed before. I'm sure there was a little bit of fear and trepidation you had about how am I going to do this? But talk about reinvention. I know I had mentioned to you before the podcast started and we recorded that I've been a recruiter for many years, and a number of individuals I interview always go, oh my gosh, how do I reinvent myself? Well, that's a great way. Just take action.
Definitely. And I had a cookie company and I also had a kitchen incubator. So I was very much in that world and people knew me as the cookie lady. And I felt very stuck in that identity, but I knew like my soul wanted to break from that. And I knew there was something beyond that dream that I had kind of come to the point at. And in my mind, not many people know this actually, but in my mind, I was like, I need to build credibility in this area and I want to build it quickly. So I was like, what's kind of the wildest thing that I can do to build credibility? And it was like, let's travel around, let's film a documentary. Like, if you have that evidence, right, of like what you've done, then that catapults you into the industry you want to be in.
And I bet you had an amazing experience and talk about learning happiness. I bet you created it for yourself doing that project.
Definitely, definitely. It was one of those things where I heard so many different stories and perspectives, and really a huge theme that ran through all the interviews was the way that you're interpreting what's happening around you is a lot more important than what's actually happening. And that also gives you a lot more of your power back because often life is outside of our control, what happens or doesn't happen. And so it was really obviously a life-changing experience where I just felt I built a lot more self-trust and confidence in, handling kind of whatever life throws my way.
I'm going to just share some of the lessons I learned or relearned from listening to that too. I heard it's really important to ask yourself some quality questions so that really we get to the underlying reason, right, of what really motivated us to do what we're doing to begin with. And then look at, is it, and I heard somebody say, is it to achieve six figures? Because then we've attained success. Or do we want the trophy so we validate ourselves? So I heard a lot of the people you spoke to looked at, why were they doing what they were doing? What was their motivation? And how did they define success? And I think that's so critical. That for me too, Michelle, having been an entrepreneur and having started a number of companies, I too kind of can relate to your story, and that's why I'm so excited you're here too to share, is when you've been there and you've been successful and you've attained, say, the six figures, and you're still not happy and you're going, what am I missing? I relate very much to that, and I bet some of the audience do as well. The other thing I heard is that you can't think your way into clarity. One of your members said that you can't think your way. And I don't know what it looks like for you, but what I have learned is I have an accounting background degree and I try to overanalyze everything and think my way into, well, will this business work? And sometimes I've done so much better in life when I've trusted my intuition and my gut feeling than I've thought my way into anything. So, in action, I think that individual said, take action and just get out there and be willing to fail. So,
That was something, I believe that was Dan in Wyoming that said that. He was one of my favorite interviews. And it was the idea for the documentary was actually really one of my first strong intuitive hits that I recognized because I was just sitting on my couch in my apartment in Boston. I closed my eyes briefly and I like saw myself filming the documentary. And like I was saying at the time, I had no experience in this. How old was I? 20, 27, 28, right? It's not like I had millions of dollars to fund this. I had no experience. And so I could have very easily ignored that intuitive hit. It would have been the easier thing to do, but it felt so strong. The vision was so strong that I knew I had to take action on it right away or else it would just fizzle out. And I think that's so important when you get that strong hit or that inspiration or that idea to kind of put it into motion as quickly as possible. You don't necessarily have to tell everyone about it because sometimes you have to protect the idea until you feel confident in it. I think it's Sarah Blakely that says that, the inventor of Spanx. She's like, protect it in its most vulnerable state until you feel confident. But I knew I had to put something in motion there to get it going.
well, I think you've inspired me to want to take more motion on my dreams. So that's encouraging that you listen to it, or for yourself, just that you trusted your gut feeling and your intuition. And I think intuition is God speaking to us. That's just what I believe, specifically around synchronicities and feeling like you were supported once you trusted and took a leap of faith in yourself. Any synchronicities that happen along the way, or divine assistance.
There were so many, and there have been so many since then. And I feel like the more that you, it's just like a muscle, right? The more that you get attuned to listening to it, the louder it gets, but it does start as a very soft whisper often. I like to think of it in the same vein that you were saying, as almost like our higher self or our future selves kind of speaking to us through our intuition, right? In that subtle way. There were many moments along the journey and even since then, but one that was the most glaringly synchronistic was I met someone in New Orleans, Monroe, who's in the documentary. Again, one of my favorite interviews. Actually, I love them all, but he was one of my favorites. I met him at this arts market at night, in New Orleans, and he was awesome. And then he traveled a lot. And so he actually lived in California. So I was like, oh, when I make it out there, if you're around, I would love to sit down and do a more formal interview. And I think he traveled something like 3.5 weeks out of every month. So he was never really there. But the one day that I was in Long Beach, he literally was 5 minutes down the road and was able to come to the space that I was doing interviews at. And that just blew my mind. I'm like, this is meant to happen in this moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that was probably the most for the documentary filming experience and the interviews.
And just the opportunity to see 50 states. I've never traveled to 50 states. So if you had to go back to one and you could only pick one, your favorite spot, where would it be?
That's a great question. And obviously, the whole West Coast is beautiful. And I feel like it gets that reputation, right? California, the Grand Canyon, all of that. But I actually really loved, and this surprises people, I love South Dakota because mainly, I mean, the people were great there, but the Badlands were like an amazing place to drive through. It felt like I was in another world. And it was so sparse there, but I kind of liked it, where it was so different from the Northeast, which is where I'm from. There's all these buildings, right? The highways aren't really that beautiful, but out there it was amazing and highly recommend the Badlands for sure.
Oh my gosh, my husband's going to really be excited. He's from there. So he's from South Dakota. And I work with Jill Nelson. She is the owner of Brooks and Nelson, where I work part time. She's from South Dakota as well. So a shout out to all of you, South Dakota
I love it.
individuals. Yes, thank you for sharing that. And in terms of what led you, obviously you did that. It's been, as you said, it's been, 5, 6 years ago. Now, what led you to create what you're doing now, which is City Retreats, right?
Yes, exactly. So we have a physical space here in Boston called the City Retreat, but I've worked with people and continue to work with people worldwide virtually as well. So I'll take you through the journey at a high level. When I ended the, or finished filming rather, the documentary, it took me about 3 months to travel across 50 states, which looking back, people were like, oh, you must have been gone a year. I was like, no, I was kind of booking it for 3 months throughout the country. So it was a lot. But I came back to Boston and I was still running the food businesses because I'd built up a team. So that was really good. They were still in motion here in Boston. But I felt this antsiness and kind of like I was saying at the start, where I was like, it's time for me to move on from this. And I just felt it. And it didn't make logical sense because it was profitable. It was doing well, right? I had the team running. But I just felt like, it's time to go. And I had this moment in yoga class in Shavasana where I just started crying. And that was my first, like, Michelle, it's time to move on. Like, you reach this dream, like, it's time for the next one. And that's what I always love to remind people too is, when you reach a certain goal or stage, that's if you reach it earlier on than like a day before when you die, right? It's like you're meant to do something beyond that often, right? Or meant to elevate it or pivot it in some way. And so allowing yourself to evolve and change is really important. So that was in June of 2019, and I ended up selling the space and the food business that we had in Boston to a company that was renting out the space. So it kind of worked out where they were looking for a space, and now they're still producing out of there, which is great. And then I had about 7 or 8 months of figuring out, okay, I think I can build programs and workshops and a brand off of this documentary. Because, of course, the first question when I would tell people what I had been doing is, well, what did you find out? Right? How do you become happy? How do you create the reality you want? All of that good stuff. So I was like, okay, I've done workshops before, I've done programs before. How can I cater this to more of like a corporate sector? So I was building that up. And then in, of course, March 2020, everything hit. And so there were a lot of companies that were looking for, I was focusing mainly on mindset, mental wellness, right? Like positive habits, things like that. And so a lot of companies were looking for that type of workshop and program for their teams. So then I started building that and was able to help a lot of people through that, you know, virtually when we were going through, you know, everything that was happening in 2020, 2021. And in 2021, later on in the year, I started to really crave going deeper with people because, you know, you're coming into a corporate company, I'm talking to hundreds of people. It's great for an hour or however long the program was, but you can't really go super deep, right? And like see the transformation. So that's when I started working with people one-on-one and consulting and coaching and mentorship to how I've always phrased it is to create the reality you want. So typically we'll get clear on, you know, where are you at today? Where do you want to be? And then I like to give the analogy of it's like a GPS system, right? We need to know the end destination of the ideal. And the starting location of where you're at today for us to efficiently map out, just like a GPS would, the best pathway there. So that's what I do now through a variety of different ways. And really, what I'm doing, because I do like a variety of things with City Retreat and with working with people worldwide, where, you know, I'm doing corporate workshops and programs, private coaching. We do a lot of events and retreats that are at our space in Boston, but also we do offsite retreats as well. And when people ask me, what are you actually doing? I'm like, I had to think about this, right? Because there's so many varieties of what I can do. And I'm like, really, what I'm helping people with is to build that self-trust so that whatever life throws your way or whatever you want to do, you back yourself, right? And you know that you can create it and just really building that up. Because often, you know, how we grew up or things that, you know, happened to us during our lifetime, it kind of breaks down. Don't trust yourself and actually listen to other people, but you know yourself better than anyone else. And so that's really what I'm helping people do is just create what it is that you truly want, not what other people have told you should want in your life.
Beautiful. So you're creating space for people really to be able to follow their hearts. And I don't you believe the world would be such a happier place overall if we all just listened and tuned into our own inner wisdom and took the courage, hence why I do the podcast, took the courage and leap of faith to pursue our dreams. I think it would be a much more peaceful, collaborative type environment. So I'm glad you're doing that. That's just so super exciting. And you've obviously learned a lot of lessons and you have shared a ton of lessons too. But in terms of you know, when you look at the world today and you see individuals that are stuck, and there's so many people that I mentioned earlier that are in jobs that they don't like. And let's say they're in a corporate cubicle. And they're doing the same thing every day, and they don't even know where to begin. What would be your first words of advice for people that are in that state?
So what I love to do with people is what I like to call a life audit. So this allows you to take stock of the different areas of your life and what's currently bringing you joy, fulfillment, purpose, right? All the different things. And what is really not, what feels very draining. And so what you can do on a very practical level is list out, you know, every area of your life. So that could be your work and career, it could be your family, right? Your wellness, it could be adventure, travel, it could be dating or love or whatever it may be. And just rank it from a 1 to 10 on how you're feeling about it right now. One being very low, like we can definitely improve this. 10 being this feels great. Maybe I'll elevate it to a 12, but otherwise feels good. And then what's going to happen is you're going to be able to notice some patterns of what is bringing you energy and then what's also draining it. So I always like to take stock first off and then get clear on what would it actually take to elevate the area of your life that you want to. So if it is your career and work, what's currently stopping you? Is it just the feeling of feeling stuck? But what exactly are your actions? Are you actually doing anything? What's your mindset about what you believe is possible, right? Do you feel like you have the skills to change something? Do you feel it's typically our own minds that will mess us up, right? And will stop us from making any type of change. So what was really powerful for me and what is often powerful for just humans in general is learning that your brain can be reprogrammed to have more empowering beliefs and thoughts, and it creates a more empowered identity to shift. But our brains are negative naturally. So we all have this negativity bias that's embedded into us from the time we were born because it helped keep us alive in our primal times. And so I think often too, when people feel stuck or they feel that self-doubt or they're not sure what to do, they think that something's wrong or that they're not good enough, right? Or that it's not possible. But just knowing that your brain is just designed to do that, to protect you, to keep you safe, is very freeing because then it's not you, right? It's not you as a larger conscious, like soul being. It's just the human mind. And so when you have the tools to shift that and to create a more empowered mindset, that then will, allow you to build that momentum in order to change the actions, the decisions, right? The habits that need to in order to shift out of that.
Oh my gosh, I was going to say Joe Dispenza. I don't know if you know who he is.
I love him. Yes.
So I've learned how powerful neuroscience is and how you're absolutely right. I'm so glad you shared that information that our brains are wired to automatically expect or I guess go into more the fear mode of protecting ourselves. I listen to very uplifting motivational speakers like Joe or your Happiness Project actually was really happiness documentary was a great uplifter to go, wow, I just need to rethink through things. And it helped me just raise my vibration. Because I do believe we're energy.
We
Doing
are.
that is so imperative. And in terms of balance, the one thing I think we are so needing in the world right now, I don't know if you feel the same way, is I think we were taught that you have to work really hard. They're never, ever going to meet the demands of what the job is. So they're working 50, 60 hours a week. And I know I used to do that. So I believe you have to create balance in your life to be able to even have the time to do the things that bring you joy. What are your thoughts on creating balance?
Definitely. So something that I like to do, because it's going to be different for everyone. And I think sometimes we're in seasons as well, is like you might be working more in this season, but then in a different season, it could be an actual literal season, or it could just be, in a time frame, can you take a step back and prioritize other areas of your life? So you can look at this similar to the life audit, but you can look at it as a wheel and kind of breaking it down, like it would be like a pizza and breaking it down into slices of areas of your life. And again, just seeing what's out of balance is power in itself because it creates that self-awareness. But getting clear on what are the small moments in throughout your day-to-day that bring you energy, because often it's really energy is what we want to get up if we're feeling drained or burnt out or stressed or whatever it may be. And making sure that you're prioritizing that, right? Not just saying that you're going to do it and not doing it. And often it can be in really small ways, right? So getting clear on what are those micro moments throughout your day that do give you energy and making sure that you're prioritizing that when it does feel like a busy day or it does feel like you're working a lot.
Great advice. And also, don't you think sometimes too, just knowing what doesn't give you energy, eliminating some of those things, or even if they're people, knowing that I need to be careful and protect your energy and your time and be around individuals who are uplifting.
Definitely. That's something I work with a lot on with private clients is, it's not even just about boundaries with people, but when you're aware of what type of energy they either contribute or they drain in you, then you can prep for conversations, interactions, like potential emails you might even get from them, and just make sure you're as prepped as possible and you're, focusing on whatever it is you can control. You obviously can't control what they'll say or do, but we all know someone who typically, when we're around them, we feel drained after walking away. How can you limit that interaction or, making sure that you are doing something energizing after, if you do have to absolutely interact with them?
Great. Yes. That's great for all of you. So be careful who you self-aware, maybe is a word. Self-aware of who you surround yourself with. And in terms of corporate America, I love to always ask this, what does the corporate world need more of right now in this world?
Yes. So what I have found is that a lot of the times people are just getting stuck in the same cycles and patterns and not really looking at, is this making me happy or is this just like what I've always been doing? And so I feel like I'm just kind of now in this cycle. So what I recommend is having, it could be monthly, it could be even quarterly, is dedicating, just like you would put a meeting on your calendar, right, for work, dedicating a time where you can just sit with yourself and be with yourself and do some type of personal development or even self-awareness exercise, something that I love, especially with corporate clients who typically aren't doing this type of work day to day, is doing a future self visualization, picturing yourself 1 year from now. And this is your highest potential self, right? So it's not just if you keep doing the same things you've been doing, it's your highest potential. How are they feeling? Who are they spending their time with? What are they working on, right? And as you do that future self visualization, normally a lot of people cry during it, right? Because you like see it, you feel it, you know yourself better than anyone else. But you can also receive a lot of guidance and support from your future self because they know you better than anyone else too. And so I love leading clients through this and leading teams through this as well. And often it's very reassuring and it's very comforting because they're able to give you the guidance that deep down you already know, because your future self is you, right? Just a little bit further down the line. And you're able to, I always like people to tap into how is your future self feeling day to day? Because really that's all we're seeking in life is a feeling. Whatever we think the goal or the job or the relationship or the family or the house is going to bring us, really what we're craving is the feeling we believe is on the other side of acquiring that goal, right? And so this is why we can reach something. And then if we don't feel that feeling, we're like, what's wrong? So that's what I love to tap into as well with the future self visualizations.
I am going to work on that in the next day. I shouldn't even say next day, today.
I
The
love it.
more we feel it, Michelle, I know that's how we create it. So bringing that in, that's great. Yeah, great advice. Thank you for sharing and thank you so much for being here. And what's next for you? Are you going to continue doing the retreats? Do you have anything upcoming?
Yes, so definitely continuing doing, everything I have been doing. Really, my focus is how can I bring the concept, because it's a fairly new concept that you can create your reality. It's kind of backwards from what we're often taught or society conditions on us, right? That we have to get something in order to feel a certain way or create something. I like to flip that on its head. And so no matter how that comes through, whether it be an event or private coaching or a workshop, right? What I do want to do in the future, TBD, it'll probably be during the summertime, is creating on a daily basis, having audios that people can tune into. So it's kind of that burst of reminders and mindset work and things that you can almost like plug into, like you would plug in your phone charger to have that dose and that hit of reminders, because that's where I see people often fall off is in the consistency, right? Because you can even be listening to this podcast or come to a workshop or come to an event and you feel great in it and you're like, yes, I'm going to do that. But in the day to day, of course, life happens and comes up. So I want to create a space where people can plug in daily.
Oh my gosh, especially when you go to a retreat, you're energized and you're excited, but it does help to have that reminder, and consistency is key. So here is to us all being more consistent and taking the steps that will help us feel and listen and following our hearts. And I can't wait to stay in touch, Michelle, now that I have met you. I am a huge fan. So yay, thank you so much for being here. Yeah, I value your time.
Thank you. And thank you so much for having me. This has been such a blast.
Thank you. Thank you all for joining us in this journey today. We're so grateful that you're here. And if you would like to connect to one of the guests, I always share their information in the show notes on my website, which is jolenelenz.com. That's JOLINELENZ. And don't forget to also subscribe to the podcast. I'd certainly appreciate that. And I'm wishing you all much joy and fulfillment in your path ahead. Cheers, everybody.